Glory to Jesus Christ. In today's gospel reading, Jesus rejected the role of a judge, but masterfully used the situation to become a good teacher, a loving father. He did not begin to talk about some kind of doctrines or dogmas, what church teaches, that would offer real quick solution to the rich man's problem. Instead, he told a parable. A certain man was very rich. He owned a land that was very fertile. His grain fields were already full, and when the field produced more than he could keep, the situation presented him with a problem, huge problem. Jesus now leads us into the mind of this man, and we hear the inner thoughts, inner conversation this rich man was having with himself. What shall I do? I have no place to store my harvest. And he said to himself, I know what I'll do. I'll tear down my grain bins and I'll build a larger one. And there I will store all my grain and all of my other possessions. Of course, the rich man can increase the storage space for his property, while these words speak of a solution to his crop problem. The following words reveal the rich man's motives and goals for his life. He says to himself and to his soul, you have blessings in reserve. Relax, eat, drink. You have nothing to worry about. Enjoy yourself. From our point of view, this man acted very wisely. Securing one's life in this way is, after all, a dream of each one of us. But God's word calls such actions as foolishness. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life shall be required of you, and to whom you will get all of this possession of yours? Sure, he might reply, well, his wealth can go to his family, his friends, some maybe organizations or church or whatever. But then why Christ is using him as an example? Where does this rich man make a mistake in his life? What caused God to call him a fool? Whoever thinks about this parable will surely find some kind of foolishness in the actions and thinking of this rich man. And let's look at a couple that I found. The first foolishness is that the rich man did not recognize where his wealth came from. The parable says the field brought forth a great harvest. Christ does not even mention effort and works of this rich man. He talks about the land that brought forth a great harvest. This indicates that this wealth came through God's blessing, as it is said in the law of Moses. But truly, this man did not recognize the source of his wealth. He didn't think twice that God has blessed him. The second foolishness is connected with the first one. For sure, this man did not recognize the source of his wealth. He certainly could not understand how to properly dispose of his wealth. He saw a rich harvest as the source of future comfortable life and easy life. He bypassed or just forgot the teachings of the Old Testament, according to which the acquisition of wealth should become an opportunity to glorify God and to give voluntarily to those who are in need. This man saw his property as a security, so much so that he was planning to retire very early. He was excited for early retirement, and his thoughts made him look the other way. He lost focus on what is truly necessary in his life. He forgot about the judgment that he will face at the time of his death. and all these secondary things, secondary possessions and grain, pulled his attention away. And he reasoned that he would be able to enjoy his property in the future, that he would live for a very long time. The foolish rich man planned his future, but he excluded from this plan the kingdom of God, death and judgment. In his thinking, the future was limited only by the length of this earthly life, which is just a speck of time. Since he did not understand, or if he forgot the purpose of his life, then his overall outlook on life was laid on the bad foundations. That is being called foolish. We know this because we hear the words of Jesus Christ in the Gospel of Matthew, where Jesus speaks about the right basis, right foundation of human life. He says it as follows: "For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life?" But the rich man's view of life was completely opposite. Now, don't take me wrong. It is okay to be wealthy. If God blesses us, we should give thanks to Him. And in today's gospel, we can hear it too. God made the rich man. God has blessed his field and his work. But the rich man, because of his own will, because of his love for himself and only for himself, caused him to be blind to a bigger picture. St. Theophylact says that he who lays up treasure for himself is called foolish because he never stops drawing up plans and dies in the midst of them. But if he had been laying up treasure for the poor and God, it would not have been so. Let us strive, therefore, to be rich towards God. And this rich towards God, let me explain this a little bit. It's not just giving money. It's being merciful to others. Showing, like last week's gospel, love your neighbor as yourself. Being humble. Coming to church and praying. Storing up prayers that they may strengthen us up in the days where we don't feel like praying or where we are defeated by the world. This is kind of richness to God. He has everything, but He wants our prayers. That's only what He needs. So let us strive to be rich towards God. That is, to trust God, to have Him as our wealth, as a treasury of wealth, and not to speak of our own goods, but rather goods that God has blessed us with. If there are gods, then let us deprive of God and His own goods. That is what it means to be rich towards God. To trust that even if we empty ourselves and give everything away in our life, we will not lack the necessities for our day-to-day life. God is treasury. God is our treasury. And we open and take anything that we need from the treasury when we need it. Glory to Jesus Christ.